The most elementary doctrine of Christ is the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. John, son of Zechariah and forerunner of Christ, proclaimed a baptism of repentance. Jesus came proclaiming the gospel of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." He sent his disciples to proclaim the kingdom of God and to preach that all people should repent. And when he had been exalted to God's right hand, the apostles proclaimed the same gospel, saying, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." To the Gentiles, as well as the Jews, God has granted the repentance that leads to life. For in the name of Jesus, repentance and forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. God's kindness is meant to lead us to repentance. The Lord is patient toward us, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Yet the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. The heavens and the earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. God commands all people everywhere to repent because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Unless we repent, regardless of severity of our sins, we will likewise perish with the wicked. To escape the wrath to come, we must bear fruits in keeping with repentance. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Jesus, who baptizes in the Holy Spirit and with fire, holds the winnowing fork to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Those of a hard and unrepentant heart are storing up wrath for themselves in the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But to those who are contentious and do not obey the truth but unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. That which you sow does not come to life unless it dies. In repentance, we consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. For all of us who die with Christ and are baptized into the name of Jesus are baptized into his death. We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Therefore, we are not to let sin reign in our mortal bodies, and we are not to present ourselves to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and our members to righteousness. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. We are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God for those who were once slaves of sin, now have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which they were committed, and, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. As servants of God, the fruit we get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. By believing, we are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it. Christ has fulfilled the promise. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. It is He who baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Truly, the Spirit we receive is our declaration of adoption as children of God, to whom we cry, Abba, Father. For if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We are washed, we are sanctified, we are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It is the Spirit that gives life. Unless one is born of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. In sanctification of the Spirit, God has purposed us for obedience to Jesus Christ and for the sprinkling of His blood. We are to cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God, working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Like newborn infants, we are to grow up to salvation, pursuing righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness, and fighting the good fight of the faith and taking hold of the eternal life to which we were called. We should not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Heed the call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. For we share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. Many will be hated for His name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Jesus learned obedience through what He suffered, and being made perfect, He became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. In flaming fire, vengeance shall be inflicted on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. God has called His people to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of His name among all nations. A person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. As the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. If we have abandoned the love we had at first, Jesus will come and remove our place, unless we repent. Many are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold. Therefore, He will spit them out of His mouth. They say, I am rich. I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that they are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Be zealous and repent. The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived. The works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, has no inheritance in the kingdom. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. There is no other commandment greater than these. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Indeed, we are to love our enemies and do good to those who hate us, and our reward will be great, and we will be sons of the Most High. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and that we love one another. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love. Whoever does not love abides in death. We must no longer walk as those who walk in the futility of their minds and are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. Due to their hardness of heart, they have become callous and have given themselves up to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not truly the way of Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and has been made known to all nations, the command of our eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith. Jesus came to open our eyes so that we may turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that we may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in him. For by grace we are saved through faith, and this is not our own doing, it is the gift of God. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. In Christ Jesus, we are sons of God through faith. In faith, we eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. Nothing counts for anything in Christ Jesus, but only faith working through love. One's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, "The righteous shall live by faith." The righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For it is impossible to please God without faith, as it says, "But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him." Those who shrink back are destroyed, but those who have faith preserve their souls. By rejecting a good conscience, some have made shipwreck of their faith, and so incur condemnation for having abandoned their former faith. Many hear the good news, but unless the message is united by faith with those who listen, it is of no benefit. If anyone comes to Christ and does not hate even his own life, he cannot be his. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will save it. Since Jesus has been exalted at the right hand of God and has received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, we are given the commandment, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The promise is for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago.